So, good evening. we're going to do some protector prayers as it is done before the initiation of the preparation. uh, But also, now it is quite a crucial time. For the organization as a whole to very important time to pacify obstacles and to say for the continuity and develop benefiting other sentient beings and the teaching of the Buddha. Our kind compassion of Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So say that and then as we all know the dream not just mine, but Lama's dream that to build 500 feet Nitya statue. So to be able to start as quick as possible and continue completing to be the most beneficial, not just this world, but for all the sentient beings, and the teaching of the Buddha, which is only the medicine to heal the sufferings of the sentient beings. Or because cause of their suffering, because the cause of us sentient beings, suffering is not outside. It's within us. It's our the mistaken thoughts, the wrong. The wrong concepts, the mistaken way of thinking, and the action, which is called karma, which results, if it's positive result, happiness, if it's negative result, problems or sufferings. So, and then the negative imprint left on the mental continuum by the past. You see, the wrong concepts and the actions. So therefore, yeah. So through last the teaching long time. Of course, the very first important success is the the particular the generosity of the compassionate eye-looking one, who is the embodiment of all the Buddha's compassion that manifested in a human form which we can communicate or receive teachings directly, guidance directly, which gives that opportunity by manifesting in the human form that we can see and receive guidance and teachings. So who is in this world to guide us, whose purpose only, no other purpose except to guide us. sentient beings in this world, to bring peace and happiness in this world. So, Sushma's wishes to be succeed immediately, that's the first thing. That's the very first thing. Then my virtuous friends, gurus, their wishes to be succeed, and then, then all the projects, the center in the FMT, whatever plan they have, projects in the Dharma activity to be succeed and to be most beneficial for all the sentient beings. And then as well as the 500 feet of Mithya Buddha statue to be not just able to build. The main reason is not just able to build the statue. The main goal is not the statue. Main goal is the happiness of sentient beings. Happiness of numberless sentient beings. That is the main achievement. What is to be achieved? And for that method, to achieve that, you need so many other methods. So, and having holy object, since people cannot see Buddha directly like in the past, so many can receive teachings directly from Buddha. Easier. Comparing that, it's easier to see the statue of Buddha, to purify the mind and to receive blessing and by second building, by making offerings, so forth, praying to purify the defilement, the karma, and collect extensive merit, and then through that, then soften their hearts and actually, understand karma, the correct wisdom, real the actual wisdom, that understand what is right to practice, what is the result of happiness, only happiness, and wrong, which only results suffering, which is to be abandoned. So, to understand, to get this wisdom, say Dharma wisdom, and then say, then especially to develop loving kindness, compassion, which is then complete path to reaching enlightenment. So, so I don't know how long ago since it was planned to do this course. Six months? Oh, 1 year. Nine months. Okay, yes. 9 months. So anyway, it was planned and now 네. So now, see. So we gather here. So the not sure what is going to be, what is going to mammoth horse or what horse is going to be. Going to be. In what way it's going to run out. Run out of us, and so run out of run in. Anyway. So, in the, I don't remember the, in the Mahamudra, the, in the root text, as is mentioned there, not just merely words and merely lips must do very precise taking refuge and generating bodhicitta. So to very precise means say it's very strong, not just mere words from lips means you know, your heart mixed with it, refuge, and to the, and the generating the total enlightenment, the altruistic mind to achieve enlightenment. Then even to see the ultimate nature of the mind, it depends on collecting merits and purifying defilements. And with the preliminary, so having done as many as possible, hundreds of prostrations, by starting the prayer of confession downfall, the 35 blessed, you see, reciting 35 blessed name, then about 1,000 Vajrasattva mantra. So these things as a having done as preliminary. And then making request from from bottom of your heart, from deep from the heart, to the root guru, the inseparability of all the three time Buddhas. So means with that guru of our mind, from deep from your heart, from your heart, making a request. So not artificial, but from, say, deep from the heart. So making a request to the guru and inseparability to all of three time Buddhas, numberless past, present, future Buddhas, so that. So that means to receive the blessing. So that means to receive the blessing of the guru. Otherwise, cannot. Without that strong, you see, coming from your heart. Not somebody forcing, or a dictator or somebody forcing, but. But from your heart, you see, coming from your heart, then you want to receive the blessing of the guru, and then there's possibility. Then you see to see the. I think the both. Nature of the mind, the conventional nature of the mind, in the clarity, there's also an independent that, which in some other traditions regard as seeing that as emptiness, or dhammakaya, called dhammakaya, seeing dhammakaya, or another dzogchen. However, one level of dzogchen, not the ultimate, the sometimes born in great bliss. Not that, primordial mind, that direct cause of Dharmakaya. The only direct cause of Dharmakaya. However, so I think even that clarity to see, even that conventional nature of mind, even that, you see, I think even that might depend on, I would think, purification of collective merits. So no question about going beyond from that, seeing ultimate nature, nature of the mind, you see, ultimate nature of the mind. So that's no question. No question, because that's the main that's the only direct method to liberate one's soul from the oceans of unimaginable oceans of samsara suffering and cause, all the negative emotional thoughts, the action karma. So, and the very root, the ignorance, the very root, unknown mind. Believing, unable to see, unable to realize, unable to discover, unable to see the I which exists. It's natural. And believing that I which doesn't, believing the I which doesn't exist, that ignorance, root of samsara, root of all our sufferings, do not see the I which exists, you know, experience happiness, experience suffering, create cause of happiness, create cause of suffering. Do not realize or do not see that the I which exists, experience those, experiences hell, experiences enlightenment, experiences, you know, liberation, experiences samsara, experiences happiness, experiences problems. So do not see that I which exists, and it's natural. But what it believes, I which doesn't exist, which is not there, believing it exists. So there. So that's the whole torture. So we are constantly tortured by that ignorance, from the time of the beginning, from beginnings, some sort of rebirth. We are tortured by that, by ignorance. why we have to die, why we have to experience, why we have to be reborn, experience suffering, rebirth, that's caused by this ignorance. And why we have to die, because of this root, this ignorance. What makes us to die as a bone? And all the sicknesses. It is said that 400 the sicknesses as mentioned in the text. However, I don't know how many number of diseases mentioned in the West. counted the number, counted all the diseases. However, including cancer, when I escaped from Tibet, from Nepal, went to Tibet, lived 2 years, then escaped from Tibet. the mainland China, the true of Tibet, then escaped through, that was 9 months ago, long time ago, I was still in Tibet. But then the torture, any leaders of monasteries, any leaders of people in the heads of, or anybody who has name or head of the people, so they all those get tortured among the public. So when that is about to happen, coming there tomorrow to where we, the monastery where we lived, so that night when we heard of escaped, through Bhutan, lived seven days, the main city of Bhutan, Bato, then another 7 days, one family that we knew, who used to come in Tibet for business. then I had this border of Bhutan and India, the Baksa, which was a concentration camp, where Mahatma Gandhiji and Prime Minister Nehru were present, where the monks came from Lhasa and other places who wanted to continue their studies, so they were about 1,500. So the which was concentration camp during when India was under British. So this sent the Geshe-la here, Geshe-la also was there. So studying very hard in Baksa. Staying very hot, unbelievable hot, and very unhygienic, I say. So hot, very bad for health, and so many people, so many monks passed very sick. So this time, so many other monks, they was probably the best opportunity, time studying, day and night. There I had all the opportunity, but I didn't study. I just wasted my time doing some paintings. Doing some paintings and learning, reading English book. Collecting the vocabulary words just by myself. One time I started to learn dictionary. I thought the Japanese style, learning text, memorizing text. So I started to learn the dictionary one. I started one time the dictionary, the very thick dictionary, Tibetan English. So anyway, so I tried to, there are some books, English books, given by one family, Darjeeling, I was told anyway, she was supposed to be some family, some relative anyway. So her husband is teacher of very good school, Darjeeling, St. Joseph School, I think. So regard those who passed that school regard very good quality in the student or husband the education. So his father's mother's great, very devoted benefactor of this very high Lama, Khamogyesha Rinpoche, whose past life was a great yogi. The Lama Govinda, who wrote, two books, The Way of the White Cloud and another book. So he went to Tibet, met Khamogyesha Rinpoche, the great yogi. And the incarnation passed away just 2 years ago, I think, maybe, in New York. Near New York, in New Jersey, so somewhere. So this relative, her husband, gave some, his school teacher, he already passed away, but she's still there. So he gave a few books. So instead of studying Dharma, you see, I memorized these English words. Then I cannot forget, because there's no way to use, to speak. So I just memorize, then I can forget. Then I can, sometimes I can memorize, then I can forget. So waste a lot of time like that. So anyway, what I was talking about. What? Oh, sickness, that's right. So that time, very famous, TB was very famous. So many months got TB because of the unhygienic place, you see. The conditions, you see, that, and so hot way. And so many months passed away, and so many got TB. So it was very famous. TB was very, never heard of cancer. Never heard about cancer. The Pavanka, great Pavanka, the enlightened being, who really benefited so much, the teaching of the Buddha and something in Tibet. I mean, now not only something in Tibet, his teachings even the West, all over, the liberation palm in your hand, one of the most experiential. I mean, coming from his own realizations. A simplified teaching directly come from his own practice and realizations that affect which is God, very common language that is used in the monasteries other than Lama Tsongkhapa. So that, and then especially very clear, very profound explanation, commentaries on the and date is, the path, such as the Heruga, Taratatam, and so forth, Vajrayana. See, they were commonly used. So anyway, the incarnation became Geshe, Baksa. did the Geshe examination, everything done. And then just about to turn Dharma wheel, then I think due to certain things, I think, karma was still. So then took the cancer, passed away, not Baksa, at Darjeeling, not Darjeeling, but before, from Siliguri, from Yuga, you climb the mountain, then there's a town called Kashan, there, so there in the hospital, harshly. So cancer. That was the first time I heard cancer. So I went to Rama and myself, we went to see the holy body there in the wedding hospital. Of course, after that, they reincarnated. Yeah. No. So I think there's a living in Nepal now. So anyway, so can, and then those SARS, and, you know, as the time goes, the so many new sicknesses come. So from where they come, they don't come from other. It looks like coming from outside. Of course, you know, contagious disease, especially though, looks like coming from outside, from other people. You get from other people, like that. Then, like that. But from the very beginning, when the human being started on this earth, they didn't have TB that time. They didn't have cancer. From the very beginning, when the human being started on this earth. So somewhere it has to start. So somewhere the sicknesses has to start. Somewhere. See. I don't know, the very first human being in this world had cancer and TB, things like that. See. Or those contagious diseases. Or, I don't know, I'm not sure, but I heard that, so the sentient beings, so the living beings, so the human being came from monkey, and the monkey, you go back to evolution, then, well, what I heard was from some bubble, water bubble, some bubble from the water, the very, very origination, you know. So you go back from animal, you go back. And then what I heard was some bubble from water. So anyway, I think the water bubble may not have TB or cancer. So you see, somewhere it has to start. You see, it didn't start like that. So that become very interesting. Somewhere it has started. So they put that become very interesting research. It didn't have continuation before. You see, somewhere somebody first time this earth got sick. So how that happened? So it has to be explained. It has to be discovered. So cannot give full answer, satisfied answer without relating to the mind of the person. The way of thinking. Attitude of the persons without relating to that. Without relating to the person's action, person's attitude, without that being the main cause. Whatever, so you can't get satisfied answer. if it is examined, you want to get satisfied. So, so normally in the world, either do not know karma, or do not have full knowledge of mind. You see, full knowledge of mind, which includes karma, you know, reincarnation, all this functional mind, you know, gross and subtle. So lack of full knowledge of mind. So because of that, then do not know all those things, what mind can do. All the negative things, all the positive things, you know, skies of benefit, happiness you can achieve for yourself and others, and can cause to other sentient beings. And also in a negative way, also you can do same, harm to another sentient beings, continuously harm to yourself. However, functions of the attributed mind grow in a gross way, in a subtle way, however, lack of that. Or you do have, studied, do you have idea of karma, studied from the text, what the text explained, you do have understanding, but in daily life, you don't think about that. You don't remember that. It's left in the text. You do not remember. You don't relate what Buddha said or what the Lama says. You don't relate in your real life. It's left in the text for discussion or for explanation, but you don't really relate in your real life. But in your real life, when a problem comes, the outside condition you regard them as main cause of your life problems. So, even this, someone is trying to karma, what is said in the text. But, you see, so that when a real problem comes, or, you see, try to think your childhood time. But the father, you're not sure, doesn't really remember that father has abused to you. Yeah? It doesn't really remember. Even there's no clarity. But you some guess. Oh, they've done. Then becomes huge problem. You see, then huge problem. See? And then the father become more harmful enemy than your self-cherishing thought. The father become the enemy in the world. Then you see your ignorance, root of samsara. You see, root of samsara. One doesn't feel that much. Root of samsara ignorance, you don't feel that much. Of course, one talk about it, you know, this accessible plant teaching. But you don't really have that recognition of this is the great enemy to in your life. For your happiness. Especially long-lasting happiness, ultimate happiness, liberation, and then pure sadness, full enlightenment. that you really need to achieve, that even without talking that, happiness coming in all the future life, happiness of all the future lives. Even that's so important. Live out liberation, the enlightenment, those ultimate happiness. So live aside that. Just, happiness, the nearest, the happiness of all the future lives. That one is a you need to prepare right away, because death can happen anytime, so you need to prepare that right away, make sure, and happiness in all the future lives. Anyway, so negative emotional thoughts like the painful mind, desire, and ignorance, self-chastening, some feeling of bad, but you know about that? Mm. You know, if you remember, really, the father did that, you know? Try to think, and then maybe then. So then it becomes huge, say, that emblem, enemy, huge enemy, the enemy in the world, in the life, you see. So, however, like that, if we can feel that to our delusion, then that person can practice pure Dharma, you know. And then that person will have all the courage. The person will have so much, every day they have courage to protect him or herself from delusion. See, will keep naturally, without effort. Like that, even see the shortcomings of delusion. You know, how harmful, how terrible, bad it is. Then naturally, without effort, you naturally keep away from, you keep yourself free from delusion, naturally, without difficulties, you know. Not that. So, then that way, 24 hours pure Dharma, not only that, then everything, whatever you do, cause for liberation. So, yeah, so due to culture, due to culture of the, you know, society, in the culture, what society think. But society does not think in the West. Ignorance is the main enemy. Attachment is desire, painful mind is the cause of all the confusions. Doesn't get that education. So it's a self-cherishing thought. Ignorance is not that's a kind of subtle idea. But ego, self-cherishing thought, that's maybe easier. However, that's not society doesn't think it's terrible. The society education. So also quite a lot to do with the society. what the society believes. So it follows here, you see. But if the society, you know, believes the ignorance, they are in self-cherishing thoughts. So it's there how it's harmful, terrible. Then I think, you know, then I think, see, yeah, then it's easy to, you know, easy to say. Then people would put a lot of effort to, say, you know, to not follow self-cherishing thought, to be careful with it, to be careful. Then people would be so careful with it. So that. So anyway. So, so it became kind of, run away, a side talk. So, anyway, yeah. So, what I would like to say here. So the, I think when Sarah was giving introduction, so you heard already, but the very essence of this course, then as much as possible, strong practice of purification and correcting stance in marriage and Guru Yoga, receive blessing. That can really can change, that can really do something to one's mind in this life, on this body. Well, the human body received just about once this time. So so that at least we bring our mind, level of mind, our mind closer, more purified, you know, so the more merit and more devotion, so stronger and stable. So and leaving some positive imprint to realize Mahamudra, you know, to make mind, to bring the mind closer, make the mind more ready, more, I mean, closer to that. See. To gross mind to realize emptiness, then from this blessing then also comes Tantra Mahamudra, you know, the direct cause of Dharmakaya, the light, you know. So as many of you already read Milarepa's love story, so that is an example, that's the proof, that's the scientific proof, Milarepa's experience, that he, you know, to this is a strong, such strong devotion, nothing affects what, however marble how much he scold instead of giving teaching initiations, even though the Milarepa purpose is to receive initiation teachings, you know. But from Marble's side, his guru Marble, who's the enlightened being, he Vajra, who is the Vajdhara. So, is giving teaching initiation, gave years, only hard time for many years, only scolding. Even he appeared in the teachings, even he came sometimes, even say, never received teachings, you know, alone. So never, Mahamudra never called him to give teachings initiation dream. And also, whenever I can, when there's public teaching, then he has a sleep inside. So he sleep inside. So come with the other people to hear teaching. When Marva see Milarepa is there among the public, then immediately scold. Marva immediately scold, kick him out. Or beat, and can only give hard words. Build the 9-story tower. I think slowly, seems slowly is there, Tibet, people can go to see. I think maybe I didn't make it, even though I went 3 times pilgrimage in Tibet, but didn't get to see the Milarepa's 9-story tower. I think it might be Lhokha, somewhere. So anyway, Marpa led him to build the 9-story tower alone, without any other helper, without coolies, without other coolies. Can't have, don't have coolies, don't have porters, you know, coolie. No? Anyway, so. After he completed the 9-story tower, then Marpa asked him to take each pieces and back to the same place from where he brought each stone. Then it's to tear down. He has to tear down everything. Then again, Milarepa was asked by Marpa advises to build again. Then again tear down, bring the stones back to the same place. Then again build up, again tear up, so 3 times. So that still didn't give initiation teachings by Milarepa's guru Marpa. Marpa's, his wisdom mother, insist so much to give teaching initiation. Then, after having built the tower, Marpa gave teaching. He himself is enlightened being, so manifested, you see, the mandala, and then initiated, see, like that. And then gave all the advice, you know, where to go to, gave all the teachings, where, which holy place, go to practice, like this Zipri, one holy place in Tibet, which combines all three Mount Kailash, that, and then another Hirukas holy place called Zari in Tibet. I suppose very, very difficult, extremely difficult to make pilgrimage. The There's no, it's a road. So the whole mountain you're going to the second monastery. There's no road. So in Tibet there's a Red Indian. So they, by giving a lot of food, a lot of gift, presents. So then they attack. cut the wood and then. To circumvent the whole the mountain. Zari, Herukas is one very extremely holy place of Heruka. So I met one Geshe, Geshe Thapi, who lived with the Geshe Sopa, who lived with the Geshe Sopa, Madison, who lived with the Geshe Sopa. So he told me that he went for pilgrimage at Sari. Before he entered in Sarachi monastery, he went with some people to the pilgrimage there. The Herukas holy place, Zari. So he explained that every day when you go to for pilgrimage, there's no such a road. So every day you can't really tell whether you'll be alive, whether you'll be alive today. You see, because the rocks and the trees, and sometimes you have to go by laying down, all sorts of ways. So you can't really tell that you'll be alive today. So every day like that. It is said by Sona Songun Rinpoche in the Navy teachings that if somebody without shoes, if you circumambulate this Zari, you see, because much harsher. So if you have somebody with karma, so you then, after that, you achieve clairvoyance. Your mind becomes very clear. So you achieve clairvoyance. You're able to see past and future like that. one is Heruka's holy body, one is holy speech, one is holy mind, the Lapji. So the Tsipri is all three. It's very incredible, precious, holy place. So anyway, Marpa, advise which place to go to meditate, to exercise the path to enlightenment. So then he went there, Mirarepa went there, and followed exactly Mapa's advice. And and then, by practicing patience, they are taking after patients, so patients, you see, they taking their suffering voluntarily instead of practicing Dharma, being hardships, cold and whatever all that. So anyway, of course, after some time, he completed 6 years in Naropa. There's nothing, even naked body is going to be cold after you have those realizations. through meditation tumo. There's no such thing, even you live in the ice cave, mountain or ice cave, they get melted due to your heat. quite some time ago, quite some time ago, I think the United States, there's a special army, you know, special train on the Isle, in a very cold place, Isles or some that you know, live such a place. So there was, I think there was, I heard something that finding out from the meditators from Dharamsala, you know, who practice Tummo meditation, the tantra practice, you see, who ever generate heat and who have gone through this experience, and to teach them, you know, those armies with eyes, you see, so that they don't suffer. You know, I heard something then. Was sure. I think there might happen some. I think discussion. I think. So, with the however, what met Milarepa, this Tibetan yogi, Milarepa, became enlightened, able to achieve enlightenment, you see, in a few number of years. In a brief lifetime of designated time, he was able to achieve enlightenment. that is because he's such strong, the Guru Yoga, you know, Guru devotion, that was Mahabha, you know, however Mahabha treated that it never affected to his, never lost his devotion, never affected to his mind, never lost any heresy, anger towards his Guru Mahabha. it never affected his mind, his devotion never lost. And always had a very strong devotion. So that is, and putting into practice every single advice, whatever Mahabha, Guru Mahabha advised. So correctly devoting virtuous family with thought and action. So cherishing more than his life. So because of that, Milarepa is not a particularly great scholar or has studied in monastery for, you know, so many, 30, 40 years or not like that. Received essential teachings from Mahabha and mentored on that, you see. So here what I'm saying, what made Milarepa so successful is the essence, is from this, cherishing, this is Guru more than his own life. So, correctly devoting virtuous family thought action, so that that's what made him to be enlightened in that very long time, within a few number of years, and to be able to enlighten numberless sentient beings. about that time. So in reality, you see, Marpa, from Marpa's side, you know, Nirvana Guru Marpa's side, he didn't want to teach initiation even for some time. He wanted to even to give to continue the Milarepa, see, being hardships, you know. You see, Marpa wanted, from his side, he wanted Milarepa to even to bear longer hardships. you see, by following his advice. It is not as a anyway. If that happened, then it is said in the story that if that happened, as Marpa had planned, you know, even longer, you see, bear hardships, you know, following Marpa's advice, then Milarepa could, you see, Milarepa would achieve enlightenment even much quicker. So that was Marpa's his plan. But because Marpa's the wisdom mother insisted very much, you know, she can't stand, so, and then she pushed, insisted on Marpa after, you know, building the tower three times, monastery tower, then she pushed very much, so then Marpa, gave teaching initiation. But otherwise, if it was, if she didn't push and if it was according to Marpa's plan, then Milarepa could have enlightened even earlier. All the Milarepa's life story, all the realization that he had, liberated, you know, he practiced and he liberated himself, you know, overcome death, overcome first he's afraid of impermanence death, you know, he's afraid of death, then he went to the mountains to meditate, then later he actualized the Tantra Mahamudra, not just realized emptiness, but not just Sutra Mahamudra, but Tantra Mahamudra. Actually, the primordial mind, the summit on bliss, and then he totally overcome death. You see, a cycle of death and birth, no fear. Beginning, he began to practice Dharma with the fear of death. He used the fear to practice Dharma. At the end, he overcome the fear. He, by developing his mind path, such this, you know, the highest tantric path, the primordial mind, great bliss, simultaneous point, great bliss, then, totally free from fear. So that, then, anyway, then he's able to overcome all the sufferings, able to free himself from all the sufferings, so no fear, no danger, no fear. So, assimilated by himself express. I got afraid of death, escaped the mountains. Now, I've realized the nature of the primordial mind, the emptiness. Now, if even death comes to me, I have no fear from that. So what I'm saying is, all that Milarepa's, all that life story, to such a, say, Guru Yoga, very strong Guru Yoga practice, correctly devoted, it's Guru Mapa with thought and action. Achieved all those realizations, ceased all the gross subtle defilements, achieved full enlightenment in that very lifetime. So all those are scientific experience, scientific experience by the yogi, not not scientific, say. Anyway, scientific experience by the meditator, by the yogi, who exactly practiced as Buddha taught. So that's, So, what the root text of Paramahamsa mentioned, we see that in order to realize the ultimate nature of the mind, that you see what. To be successful in what are, requirements or what makes it possible to have that achievement. So I'm here just using them, which many of you are familiar with the Milarepa life story, so saying so that they prove, even though they are numberless other, ventures of yogis, such as Lama Tsongkhapa, and so many from different India, Tibet, from many countries who correctly to the practice and achieve the enlightenment. So, so to use this time, you know, this occasion, to make it most meaningful as possible, most beneficial as possible, the retreat. And you see, and whatever we do, so see, to make it most meaningful, dharma, but not just dharma, but most meaningful, most beneficial as possible, something. See, even eating, even sleeping, whatever we do. So during this time, to not waste, you know, to make the life, the duration of the treatment, as much as not just dharma, but most beneficial dharma. So that's what I want to express. And because, of course, some people always practice day and night, even sleeping become yoga. You know, say there's a in tantra, not only sleeping become part of lamrim practice, but it even become tantra practice. Yoga of sleeping, there's yoga of washing, yoga of eating, so there's also they go also part of the samayas. So the tantric samayas. So I'm sure for some people life has been like that, or like that. But many of us may not be like that. So therefore, usually attending a retreat, is what it is. It's normally, you don't have time. Normally, you don't have time, you know, to do practice. Maybe even not even one practice for some people, not even one practice in the life, not even one mala of mantra, you know, possible, you know. Maybe some of us, it's possible like that, you know, some of us are unable to do. And also engagement or, you know, like many engagement or say, yeah. I'm not sure what that's, not a word, not obligation, not engagement, some other word. I'm not sure. I can't think of anyway, neither obligation nor engagement. Anyway, so what I'm saying is that so life is very busy with many things. So, and this is the only time. So therefore, in such a place, such a condition, and being in a group, you know, putting oneself in a, with a group, then you have to follow the, you know, the practice. It's the group helps. The group helps you to create merit, purify the mind, plant seed of the path to liberation and enlightenment. You know, sooner or later to achieve enlightenment and to be able to enlighten, to be able to liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara sufferings and bring them in a full enlightenment. So that so therefore coming for retreat is very, very, very important. Think a very, very important you know, as I said this way, when you practice bodhicitta, when you leave precepts, when you are living the precepts, that is, you are taking care of yourself. That time you are taking care of yourself from protecting yourself from the harm of the nikkama, harm from, you can say, delusions. Can be also said that. So, because when you live in precepts, you don't allow yourself for what to not listen to delusion. What delusion says, do not listen, do not follow. So do not engage those with karmas. You see, during that day or month or whatever, you see, the lifetime preceptor of so one day. So you don't follow, you don't listen to delusion those days. So, as one is taking the vow, you see, that one day or, you know, how many days one takes precepts. So that's one very important one, to taking care of yourself. Very basic things, taking care of yourself. Taking care of your happiness, your liberation. Very important, taking care of, very important, very basic, you know, taking care of yourself, you know, for your your happiness. not only this life. There's of course much peace and happiness in this life, even this life. But not only that, of his life, then liberation, you see. Then, as it's dedicated to achieving enlightenment, or as done with bodhicitta, then also enlightenment. So when your mind is transformed into renunciation of samsara, either renunciation this life, one bring inner peace and happiness, you know, satisfaction in one's own heart, in one's life. By making your mind free from the bondage and the attachment, clinging to this life. So that means you are that time your mind become dharma. So whenever in our daily life, whenever we practice dharma, whenever your mind become dharma, that is taking care of yourself, not harming yourself, but taking care of yourself. From that, you achieve only happiness, no suffering, and that happiness can be developed and complete, not like samsara happiness. Not like some sort of pleasure where there's no end. You get, you lose, you know, stop, finished. And again, you try, and again, you know, again, you stop. So, you know, it degenerates, it doesn't increase. So, though, it's endless. it leads to endless suffering. So, not like that. The work attempting is no end. So not like that. Whenever you are practicing dharma, whenever our mind becomes dharma, that is the best projection. See. Taking care of yourself, or what we say, you know. Loving to you care yourself, or you love yourself, when you are not practicing dharma, on one form of delusion, non-virtual thought, non-virtual thought. At that time, then you're not taking care of yourself. You are abandoning yourself. Not taking care. So, not only that, but harming to oneself, you see. By following the negative emotion thoughts, the painful mind, the desire clinging to this life, and no question about anger and those things. So, not only abandoning, you know, not taking care of yourself, so, misusing. Wasting the precious human body, the precious human life, misusing. See? Use this precious human body. See? To create cause of suffering, to create cause of problems in this life, future lives, at the time of death. Lower realm, even in human realm, in future life, problems to experience. So the human body is used for that. So it's not only it is not only misused the most precious human body that we received once, just about once time. Not only misused, but used to create karma, which is harming to oneself, harming to others. So, is it abuse? So, you see. This way, the delusion is abuse, see, you are delusion. Is abusing yourself, is abusing the precious human body, or say you are abusing your precious human body. Or the delusion is abusing you. As one follows the delusion, listen to the delusion, then they're abusing you. So that. Because the result of following the delusion, result of what you get, all these harms, is not what, because this is, because all the harms, all the problems, what you experience, this life and future lives, this life and other lives and future lives, this is not what you want. So therefore, the delusion is abusing you. And that, or you are abusing your human body, which is misusing, you know, using to create the cause of the suffering, and to which means you see, then as a result, then also body mind experience suffering. So that. So conclusion. what I was going to say is that especially those of us, you know, don't have much time to practice in the daily life, doesn't get much practice. So then here, okay, let's see. Doesn't have to do all those activities during the time here. So the time for meditation, or whatever, to purify the mind, and to collect extensive merit, and you see, to duration, all the opportunities in the as much as possible to make the mind closer to realization of the path to enlightenment. Closer to liberation from samsara, closer to enlightenment. And closer to be able to enlighten, to liberate numberless beings from the oceans of samsara sufferings, and bring them in full enlightenment. So become closer to that, that ultimate goal. So this, what we should have in mind, you know, during this time. Then, here, the Buddha house. The idea to this retreat is from where it came, I'm sure. Did it come from center side or did it come from me? I'm not sure. Anyway. The organization here. organization here. Looks like 10 years of preparation. Looks like 10 years of preparation is done, you know, work. Anyway. such as so much effort. Such as try to make it wonderful, beautiful, conducive as much possible. So for that, I would like to thank very, very much from the bottom of my heart. So therefore, our practice how much we have practiced during this time, practice Dharma. It makes very meaningful, beneficial everyone who put effort to organize, to set up all this, the place. So it makes every single day effort so meaningful, so beneficial. So that I mean, no question. Everyone who, you know, do the service, no question, most beneficial, meaningful. So much purification, purifying the department of karma, and correct extensive marriage. No question. Becoming closer, that makes close to enlightenment. No question. Even so, as much as we're able to do more practice, then it makes even more beneficial. The efforts. So we can do the prayers as a the protect prayer. The protector for morality, the triad trainings, from the triad trainings of Malakasa.
Thank you. So we're going to have a short break just to refresh.